Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. An incredible amount of news has happened since we went off the air yesterday. When we ended the show, what we knew was that Becky Lynch was probably not going to be able to wrestle at Survivor Series. But nothing was 100% official. I believe nothing was 100% official. About an hour later, everything was, in fact, 100% official. And then we had SmackDown, where a million things happened. Daniel Bryan is the new WWE champion. He beat AJ Styles last night on the show. He turned heel. I've been telling you guys about that for months now. This guy's a psychopath. Well, now he is officially a psychopath on television. He will be facing Brock Lesnar at the Survivor Series show. Becky Lynch then had to choose a replacement because she's off the show. She has a broken nose and a severe concussion. Not going to be cleared by Sunday. And so they brought all of the women to the ring, and she had to choose a replacement. And who did she choose? I swear to God, she went over and she chose Charlotte Flair. She hugged Charlotte Flair. Apparently, they're just best buds again after months of storylines where, in fact, they were the worst of enemies. I have no idea what that was all about. But one way or the other, it is Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, in the apparent main event of the Survivor Series show. And if there's any good news for Becky Lynch having to miss this Survivor Series show and not get her match with Ronda Rousey, it does appear right now, and plans can change, and they have many times, as we saw last night, it does appear that they're going to be going with Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania, which, if it's hot enough, could even close the show. So there is a silver lining to this dark cloud. We got a lot to talk about on the show here today. We're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple microbrews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books. We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your thoughtful guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at BOUQS.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today, so let's not waste any time. Going back to Raw Monday, there was an angle at the end of the show where Becky Lynch ran in and attacked Ronda Rousey. Then she went down to the ring. All the Raw women were there. SmackDown invaded. There was a giant brawl. It was not certain yesterday what had happened on this show, but later I got a still shot. Then I got a video, and then they showed the video in HD on SmackDown. They're doing a brawl, and Nia Jax turns around, and she rears back, and she punched Becky Lynch square in the face. Broke her nose, gave her a severe concussion. And amazingly, after that footage, I actually had to hear from people on social media telling me that it actually was not Nia's fault. After seeing that footage. Anyway, so Becky Lynch, severe concussion. She cannot wrestle at Survivor Series. As a result, we move to SmackDown. On SmackDown, AJ Styles comes out. AJ Styles doing a promo. Paul Heyman shows up. He stirs the pot. Daniel Bryan shows up. Once again, I've been talking about this for months. Daniel Bryan acts like a complete psychopath, attacks AJ Styles. A match is made for later on in the evening. Top of the hour, out comes Becky Lynch. Huge black eye. She cuts a promo. She can't wrestle at Survivor Series. Not medically cleared. Severe concussion. They claim a broken face because it sounds more, I guess, devastating than a broken nose. She has to choose her replacement in the match with Ronda Rousey at Survivor Series. She looks at all the women in the ring. The crowd is actually hottest for Asuka, second hottest for Charlotte. Becky Lynch goes over to Charlotte. She tells her to go get this done. She proceeds to hug Charlotte, her most hated enemy over the last several months. Now I guess they're best friends again. So then we go to the end of the show. Daniel Bryan has his match with AJ Styles. Referee gets bumped. Daniel Bryan kicks AJ Styles in the nuts. He then proceeds to hit his knee, wins the championship, and then once again turns into a psychopath afterwards. He stomps down AJ Styles. He gives him such a beating, everybody, that AJ cannot compete on Mixed Match Challenge. It's rough. AJ Styles no longer the champion. So now, the top matches at Survivor Series, Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan in a champion versus champion match, a match that was supposed to take place years ago and didn't, Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair, and yes, for all of you Becky Lynch fans, as of right now, WrestleMania is Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. Until, if it happens, plans change. That's yesterday, everybody, all within the last 24 hours. Mike, any thoughts on this?
It was a pretty full day now, wasn't it? And if there was anything, any silver lining that comes out of that injury that was suffered by Becky Lynch, it's that that match with Ronda doesn't have to take place right away. And there is a small possibility that it gets held off till, the Royal Rumble, or even better, for Becky fans, WrestleMania. So we'll see what happens. It is a long way off. Plans do change very quickly there, so we'll see. But if there's a silver lining in any of that stuff, there it is. When it comes to Daniel Bryan, I guess this has been coming now for a little while. Been talking about Daniel being a little unhinged. Didn't like the sound of his own name. At least if it was coming out of AJ Styles' mouth, that was enough of an excuse for him to finally lose it and hit AJ low, which has been a real, if nothing else has come out of this title reign for AJ Styles. We have learned a lot about low blows outside of Mexico. Low blows were a thing again in the United States. I'm not sure if that was for the better or not, but yeah, that happened.
All right, well, we got a million people that are texting and calling, so let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Dude, you've been waiting on the phone for a long time. Hello, what's up?
Is this me?
All right, you're out of here. This is not difficult. This person here says, I'm guessing, based on Nia's response on Twitter, no repercussions for her. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I don't think they're going to advertise that if there are any, because, you know, things happen, and it was an accident. Accidents happen. I'm sure Nia didn't intend to punch Becky in the face, so I don't think they're going to be advertising if there is any backlash or anything against her. They're not going to be broadcasting that or anything like that. We'll just have to see going forward. I mean, it's the one thing about, and I've been a big Nia supporter, you know, on the main roster. I've got to try to, you know, she has been, you know, she shouldn't have been there when she was there, but they wanted to rush her up there and everything. So she's learning on the job and things happen, but she has not had a good run.
Been one after another.
Yeah, whether it's been Bayley Schulter.
Even Brie Bella didn't have Brie Bella did not have a track record of hurting other people. And everybody freaked out when she kicked Liv Morgan in the face. I wasn't happy about it either, but I never said she should be fired. I never called for any repercussions. It was an accident. The handling of it was really stupid, okay? But there's no track record with Brie Bella. Nia Jax has a track record. She's hurt one person after another over and over and over and over again. Now they want to turn this into an angle. I don't know if they're going to turn this into an angle. I just know she tweeted a shot of her fist with an owie on it, pointing out that they're not delivering mail or something to get heat.
I'm not going to blame them if they institute this as part of the angle. I mean, in really, what else are you supposed to do with it? Everybody saw it on national TV. Okay, she's got a great knockout punch now. You know, the Becky aspect that is out of it. So they have got to play this into part of the story. I don't blame them for that. Now, again, you know, if she all of a sudden goes and defeats Ronda Rousey and then is standing there and she's the one waiting for Becky so Becky can come knock her off again, yes, then things got a little bit weird and sideways there, but I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, nobody does.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi. This is Sammy from Orange County, California.
Yes, Sammy.
I guess I didn't really like the Daniel Bryan heel turn. And I think, like, on its own, it was fine. I think Daniel Bryan had, like, a great heel, like, psychopath face. It's just that there's been so many heel and face turns this year. I actually did a bit of a rough count on Raw and SmackDown. There have been 38 heel and face turns so far this year.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, and that's not even counting 205 Live or NXT.
Well, I want to tell you this, that the Daniel Bryan heel turn yesterday, I guess it was decided over the weekend that Daniel Bryan was going to win the title. And obviously it was a last-minute decision because otherwise I don't think he would have tapped out clean of the calf crusher 2 weeks ago. So they decided he was going to win the title and do the match with Brock. I don't know why. Maybe the idea was that we don't know how many matches Brock is going to do with the company from this point forward. If we're ever going to do Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar, now's the time to do it. So one way or the other, that was a deal. He's wanted to turn heel. I watched that show dating back to when he got in the ring and he cocked his fist at Miz and Maryse, and Miz had his baby in a front pack, allegedly, and he's getting in the ring with his fist cocked, and right then I thought, this guy's out of his mind. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Well, every single week there was something that Daniel Bryan did where, how many times did I ask, is this guy turning heel? I asked it over and over again. So I don't know if he was doing that on his own, but he's been pushing to turn heel for a while, and they made the decision to turn him heel yesterday. It was a last-minute decision. I guess Vince figured, let's just do it all at the same time. Give him the title and turn him heel. And hey, it's like they're ever going to turn down an opportunity to get heat. Daniel Bryan's not an idiot. He probably figured, you know what? The only way to get a push in this company is to be a heel and get heat. So damn it, I want to turn heel. Well, he's a heel now. So there you go.
Let me ask you a question. He doesn't need him. And maybe you shouldn't even do it. But is this a good way, transition way from Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman? Maybe get Paul Heyman over to SmackDown, get Brock Lesnar out of the way, and something like that happens, and we get that a clean break type of transition? Or is Brock going to be around too much? And
I think Brock's around till Mania. I don't think Heyman's going with anybody else. I mean, for crying out loud, Heyman when Lesnar left the last time, the idea was he was gone for a long time, and they didn't put Heyman in with anybody else. So I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan wasn't in play then.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. This is Andrew from Henderson, Texas.
Yes.
As this news broke about Becky Lynch being out of the match on Sunday, but then potentially wrestling Rousey at Mania, I was actually initially kind of excited, and then I was like, well, that sucks. It's a sad day when wrestlers have to get injured to be booked better than what the company comes up with, don't you think?
Well, if you look at everything that they did yesterday, I mean, there was a lot of very newsworthy stuff, and there are a lot of potential cool things going on down the road. And yes, it all was because things went wrong, and they were forced to make some changes. I don't know what that means. And who even knows if these changes are for the better? We'll find out. I mean, AJ and Lesnar had a great match last year. Is Daniel Bryan going to have as good a match with Brock? Maybe. Probably. But who knows? Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Phones are going crazy. Texts are going crazy. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian, this is John from Nashville. Just had a two-part question for you. Number one, is Marco Stunt going to show up to Defy? And number two, if he does, are you going to do the job?
Oh, get out of here, kid. He ain't showing up anywhere. Are you kidding? I gave him the opportunity. I issued a challenge. I've heard absolutely nothing. So don't expect that to happen. Doing a job. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Christopher from Connecticut.
Yes.
So I was calling, I guess like a lot of people, about this whole AJ Styles situation, because my immediate thought when I heard this was like going to be happening was that the storyline, especially with the Paul Heyman segment last night, is that the storyline is going to be that Brock is afraid of AJ. So that's why Paul Heyman incited that title match. And then that will lead to AJ winning the Rumble and facing Brock at Mania instead of Survivor Series, since they needed a big Brock match now for Mania.
Well, when Paul Heyman did his promo last night, I mean, that's I didn't think about all of that, but I certainly thought he's trying to get AJ out of this match. Because on Raw, he made it very clear. AJ came the closest to anybody of beating Lesnar. And that's why Lesnar wants to face him again more than anybody in WWE, Raw, SmackDown, UFC, whatever he said. I mean, you could very easily tell that story based on what happened last night.
Yeah. Do you think that AJ could be that next guy?
What do you mean the next guy? The next Roman Reigns?
Maybe not the next, but at least like the stand-in until Roman Reigns is potentially back.
No. I mean, they didn't do it before Roman Reigns went down, and he's 40.
But I'll say this. I think what you could do with somebody like him, or Seth Rollins, but let's just say AJ Styles because he's on the other brand, is if you wanted to actually call, like, WrestleMania Undisputed, if you're going towards, like, say you wanted to put both belts on someone or something like that, or lead towards a unification match, he's a really good one to do it with. I mean, they really would. Now, I don't think they're going to do that, but if you decided to go in a direction like that where you decided to, for whatever reason, put the belts on one person right now or in the immediate future or at WrestleMania, why not AJ Styles? Because that can open you up for a lot of different things. So, yeah, if you want to do something like this, absolutely. It's a good time right now with both Brock and Ronda Rousey if you ever wanted to take that step.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? Going once. Going twice. I got no patience today.
I know you don't. And hey, look, this is one thing too. I don't think they're going to do this stuff, but it did get me thinking about it yesterday with, you know, the possibility of Ronda Rousey holding both belts or leading into WrestleMania where Charlotte could win them or Becky could win them or something like this. We're going to have a shakeup after WrestleMania because we do every year. And by that point, everybody's going to be probably hyper-focused on the fact that fall is going to be coming, and what are we going to do with SmackDown? Is it the A show? It's on network TV, all that sort of stuff. We're going to have some shakeups. So if they start those shakeups before WrestleMania or at WrestleMania, or start getting that ball moving where people could be moving because they're holding a different belt or something like that, it's not the worst idea in the world, I wouldn't think.
First says, I laughed at Corey Graves last night during the main event when he said, Brock Lesnar is watching this match very closely to find out who his opponent will be this Sunday.
It's bow season somewhere, I'm sure.
That was a hilarious line.
Plus, he's kind of working out. He's looking pretty good. He's looking like he could take a fight at any time.
This person says, I have to admit, I thought you were over-exaggerating about Daniel Bryan. I thought you were just sucking, or they were just sucking at booking a babyface again. But you called it months ago. He's officially a psychopath. That's right. Person says, Nia Jax is exciting as dishwater. Awful in the ring, a danger to her opponents and herself. Needs to be sent back to Florida. Well, I know if she's a danger to herself. I don't think she's hurt herself yet.
No, she's done things, though, where again, she's not a seasoned pro wrestler. So there have been times where she has done things that have looked awful. You know, the elbow drop on Bayley as she sits. I mean, there's been a couple of things where it's just been like, you know, that's due to inexperience. But throwing Zelina Vega down on top of Tamina's face and some of those things, again, it's hard. Again, it's not going after her, but it's when you can point out so many things from one person, it's like Sheamus, it does stick out like a sore thumb.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tim in Miami. I got one comment on SmackDown, one comment on Raw. If you had told me a year ago that Daniel Bryan was going to come back to the ring in 2018, and by the end of the year he'd be the world champion, I would have said, that's got to be one of the greatest stories that's ever been told in wrestling.
The boldest prediction.
But we pretty much got the opposite. They did nothing with the guy for 10 months, and then he wins a title with no buildup on some random episode of SmackDown. I think they dropped the ball on that. And on Raw,
playing second banana to Becky Lynch, I might add.
Yeah, I want to disagree, Brian, with your effusive praise of the overrunless Raw yesterday.
I knew you were going to call about this. You warned me.
In terms of...
Dude, hold on a second. Hold on, dude.
Go ahead.
I watched the damn show, okay? It was much better without that overrun. I don't even care what argument you have. If you want to say that to you it didn't matter, that's fine. But to me, it was a noticeably better show and a much tighter show without that 10, 15 minutes or whatever.
I speak for the masses, Brian.
No, you don't. You speak for yourself, dude.
In terms of what makes the show difficult to watch, the overrun is so far down the list. Like,
well, obviously. I wish they got rid of a full hour, but the 10 minutes was a big plus.
But it was still the same plodding, time-wasting crap. They had five matches.
Yeah, it plodded to an end 10 minutes earlier.
And four of them were interrupted by commercials. The overrun makes no difference. It's not like people sit there and go, my God, those first 3 hours, those were so engaging and so entertaining and so fast-moving, and then those last 8 minutes really ruined it for me. The overrun's a non-issue.
It ain't a non-issue. It's not a non-issue. It's not the biggest issue, but it's not a non-issue.
It's like 15th on the list.
Oh, no, it's not. It's
yeah,
probably
Kevin Dunn and his epileptic cameraman ahead of the overrun.
That's higher.
That's why I can't
the
watch
length
that.
Of the show is higher. I mean, those two are definitely higher. But listen, I'll take a 3 hour show over a 3 hour and 15 minute show any day.
It makes no difference.
Oh, get out of here. I want to thank you very much for your call. What is with everyone not being able to operate a telephone here today? Is this that hard? Everyone's texting me about Ryback.
Yeah, why?
I mean, why?
Oh, did I miss something?
Get out of here. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Hello.
Hey, guys. Hello?
Yep, what's up?
Hey, it's Daniel from Greensboro.
Yes, Daniel.
To be honest with you, I've kind of fallen off on SmackDown. I watched last night to see what the deal was with Becky. And kind of got thrown off by the whole AJ thing. And what do you do with Brian after this? Like, this is a good thing for Brian for this week, but I think he loses at Sunday. He's going to ultimately lose.
Wait, he can lose it. The title's not on the line.
I mean, not lose the title Sunday, but I don't think he's beating Brock Sunday.
You could turn him into a more vicious psychopath if you wanted.
You also have to think of a couple of things. Hold on. Wait, let's talk about the Sunday finish. So, I mean, we can't assume that he's not going to win because Brock Lesnar has got Braun Strowman that wants to kill him. He's got a manager, Paul Heyman, that AJ Styles is going to be very, very upset with. Yeah. I mean, they very easily could have AJ interfere, that it could have Strowman interfere, that it could have both guys interfere. Brian gets his win. If that guy's right that called and says he thinks it's going to be AJ versus Brock at Mania, then AJ should cost Brock this match against Brian for what happened on this show. Or he could try to interfere and go after Brian, but he accidentally screws up and hits Brock. There's a million things he could do. Yeah. I don't think it's a given that he's going to lose.
Brock taking an L to Daniel Bryan in a non-title match. I mean, there's worse ways you can go. You know, if Brock Lesnar loves working with AJ Styles, I mean, I can see them having a lot in common, both being country type of guys. I mean, wrestling-wise, I'm sure he's got a lot of respect for Daniel Bryan, and there's ways you could do that. With help of interference of AJ or whatever you wanted to do, Drew McIntyre, for God knows, doesn't he want to clout chase? I mean, anything you do, you know, Brock Lesnar taking a loss to Daniel Bryan isn't out of the realm of possibility, but yeah, I could also see Brock defeating Daniel Bryan on the way, too. I mean, I guess that is a concern to some, but you can always spin Daniel Bryan's situation now that he is a heel and he's a freshly minted one. That loss could lead to a lot of different Daniel Bryan doing a lot of different things. So I think Daniel Bryan long term as a heel, I mean, I don't think anybody should judge anything too quickly off the bat with that.
Well, let's forget about the finish. I mean, Bryan can wrestle AJ after Sunday. In fact, they should. They should work TLC. Bryan could, and I dread even saying this, but we could have Bryan versus Miz with the roles reversed, because Miz, to me, is on his way to turning babyface. So you could have heel Daniel Bryan versus the babyface Miz. I mean, there's plenty of things that they could do with Daniel Bryan. First says, I like that Bryan is the champ. SmackDown has too many heels. Now the show is left with AJ and Jeff as the only main event faces. Don't forget about the Miz! And they can turn anybody, literally, at any time, as we found out yesterday. It is a shame WWE has booked themselves into a corner with the majority of belts being colored and named after brands, so having titles switch brands is very hard. Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon, so guess it doesn't matter. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to take a few more calls and a bunch of text messages. You're on the air. What's going on?
All right. So I really appreciate everything. Just make this real quick. First of all, I usually love SmackDown Live, but I actually hate it last night.
Wow.
And I think the reason for that is the Becky thing. I typically enjoy everything. I felt she'd give a really good promo. And yet last night, to see her hug Charlotte is just like all that built up for meant nothing.
Yep.
Just like All right, what's Why? The point?
It's infuriating.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Did not everything change, though, after her getting punched in the face and the way that direction went? Wouldn't this be a good time, because we're talking about why don't they ride with Bailey and or Bailey with Becky, and why don't they see what they can do? I mean, her toughest opponent, the person she's been fighting with the most, now everything has changed for Becky. So why not let her give over that shot against Ronda to the person that she knows the best? I get that people were chanting for Asuka, but like with the story of Becky and Charlotte, especially too with the looming background of the horsewomen, possibly against horsewomen at play here, and the fact that Ronda is obviously keeps talking about Millennial Man and cutting some of the promos that they're very good, but they're also very annoying. And she may be turning heel. I mean, it's a little bit of the reset button. I can see it being a little bit of a push for some people. But, I mean, wouldn't now be the time more than any that you get him back on the same side?
No. I mean, you have to have something besides Nia Jax punch her in the face. I mean, I'd listen to Becky Lynch for 2 straight months say, I will never forgive you. This will never end. I will go until you're destroyed. Our friendship, all of that. And then she's just like, I got punched in the face. I'm going to hug you.
Isn't the Survivor Series concept by its very nature, I mean, completely ridiculous anyway, where all of a sudden we had Charlotte fighting alongside Becky? I mean, I get it, but like, if this is going to benefit everybody involved, which it very well may, and also set up future storylines, I'm okay with it, as opposed to when they do this stuff and have no plan whatsoever.
Well, I don't know what kind of plan they have going into Sunday. They rewrote everything on Tuesday.
I think when it comes to those three people and anything that involves Ronda Rousey, they're going to actually, if they don't have a plan, they're at least going to be hyper-focused on what they're going to be doing in quick order.
Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Andrew from Chicago. How are you guys?
What's up?
So I'm with you wholeheartedly on Nia Jax being sent back down to developmental. I think that she's just, like, she was never ready for the main roster, and I think she would do, like, with great, like, extra practice, I think it would help her extremely.
Hey, you know what, caller? You have all the right in the world to have that opinion. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
You have the right to express any opinion that you want to about anything. Did you know that?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm glad you did, because some people don't know that. Some people think that you're not allowed to have an opinion about anything, unless, for example, maybe you've got into the ring yourself or whatever. But you're allowed to have any opinion you'd like. Just want you to know that.
How many matches have you had, boss?
Get out of here. I'm not even getting into this. This is ridiculous. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. And yes, she, in my opinion, should be sent back to developmental. I didn't sit here and say that she should be fired. I don't think she should be fired. But I don't think she's ready for the main roster. I think she hurts people. And in fact, I got to say one other thing. Hopefully I have a chance to bring this up to Dave tonight. I was thinking about this the other day. Dave was talking about how, you know what? People get hurt in wrestling. Accidents happen. People get hurt. This, that. And yes, you know what? This is a sport where you get in there, and even though it's predetermined, you're taking bumps, you're doing athletic maneuvers, most people, not everybody. And yes, accidents happen, and people get hurt. But you want to know something?
What's that?
I mentioned this on Twitter yesterday, and for the most part, everybody was cool with it. There were a few people that decided that they were going to disagree for one reason or the other. I wrestled over 1,000 matches. How many people I hurt ever in my career where something happened where the next day they could not have gone out and had a wrestling match? You know how many it was? Zero. The big goose egg. How many people? Bret Hart, in his entire wrestling career, hurt where the next day they could not go out there and have a match. Zero.
Allegedly.
How many people did Shawn Michaels have a match with, and he super kicked them and broke their orbital bone, or he dropped them on their head and broke their neck, or he gave them a concussion? How many did you ever hear that Shawn Michaels injured? How about Bret Hart? Or not Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair. How many people did Ric Flair hurt? How many people did Steve Austin go in there and you heard, oh my God, Steve Austin, he went in there and he punched this person, he broke their orbital bone, and they got a massive concussion, they can't wrestle. How many people did you ever hear about Steve Austin hurting? Bruno Sammartino. Lou Thesz, unless he wanted to. Okay? How many people have you heard that Okada hurt? All right, the thing in wrestling is that because it's an athletic endeavor, I didn't go on there on Twitter and say I never got hurt. I got hurt plenty of times. You know how I got hurt? I threw a moonsault and I landed funny and I hurt my own knee. I took a snake eyes, I landed funny, I hurt my own knee. Okay? Cody Rhodes was throwing t-shirts, he blew out his own knee. Obviously, in wrestling, injuries are going to happen. But you know what? The injuries are supposed to be things you messed up and you hurt yourself. We have this business today where everybody's hurting everybody. Why is everybody giving everybody concussions? I never gave anybody a concussion. I never saw Bret Hart give anybody a concussion. Sean, there's plenty of guys in their entire careers have never, in way more matches than I ever had, have never hurt anybody or given anybody a concussion. Okay? So when I see somebody that's going out there and in 2 years or 3 years or whatever have hurt like six people, then I have every right, whether I wrestled or not, to say, you know what? That person probably should go back to developmental because they need to learn how to work. I have every right to say that. Mike has every right to say that. Dave has every right to say that. And my whole point is, it is not inevitable that in this business, wrestlers are going to go out and hurt each other. Yeah, you're going to get hurt screwing stuff up yourself. That happens all the time. But hurting other people, you need to go back to developmental, period. Whether you're Nia, Sheamus, whoever it is. And everyone's like, well, you know, Ronda Rousey's hurt some people too. She should go back to developmental. You're right. You know what? She does go to developmental. Every week prior to one of her big pay-per-views, she's down there in developmental for a full week trying to figure out how to do this. So if Ronda Rousey can go down to the Performance Center and practice her matches for a week before she has a big pay-per-view, then Nia Jax or anybody else can go down to developmental if they're in there hurting people. That's it. That's the end of the story.
Period.
It's ridiculous. Doesn't matter whether I've worked or not. Doesn't matter whether anybody's worked or not. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's a weird thing on Twitter where you're not allowed to speak out. You are allowed to speak out. Everybody listening to this is allowed to speak out and say whatever you want on Twitter, in your real life, anywhere on the internet. You can say whatever you want. You have the right to say and state your opinion. Don't go in there and make stuff up and lie. But if you have an opinion about something, you're welcome to say it. Let's see what else we've got here on Twitter. Not on Twitter. I'm going to go to my text messages. This person here says, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't New Japan Austin break Masachono's neck by sitting down wrong on a pile driver? Yeah. He may have.
He did, actually, because that was the great irony with Owen Hart, and it was a botched pile driver. And I guess if you're looking at Shawn Michaels, if you want to include the rocket dropper in their incident with Chuck Austin or whatever his name was way back in the day, although I think that was really a matter of him absolutely having no idea on how to take the move. And
I thought Marty
that
gave
sort of
that
stuff.
Move.
Well, it was both of them together. I mean,
and besides, if it was the rocker dropper, it's just like AJ Styles when he was giving people the Styles Clash. And
like
they
three in a row
they tucked
hurt.
Their yeah. head. Okay? Yeah. I never called for AJ Styles to never wrestle again. If you're delivering a move to somebody and you do your part correctly and they do their part incorrectly and they get hurt, I'm sorry, that's not on you. That's on them. I don't know what happened with Chuck Austin and the rocker dropper, but I mean the impression that I always had was that he decided that he was going to do a forward roll or something weird and he landed on his neck. I don't want to blame anybody for anything. But, like, if the person delivering the rocker dropper does everything exactly how they're supposed to, and the other person takes the move wrong, or whatever the move might be, the Styles Clash or anything else. Now, what I did say was that I believed that the Styles Clash probably should be banned. And the reason I said that is because the Styles Clash is a move where you, as the person taking it, are expected to basically stick your neck out.
Literally.
In order to take the move correctly. You are trained as a wrestler to tuck your head. to protect your neck. So when there is a move where you're required to do something that you're not instinctually trained to do, then maybe that's not a safe move. A lot of people tuck their neck on the Styles Clash. They're upside down, and all of a sudden they're heading towards the mat. And their instinct is to tuck their head. Now, most people don't. Most people just, they look up and they hold on for the ride and they end up fine. But there is something about the Styles Clash where it's not necessarily a move that a trained professional wrestler is naturally going to take. But it's not AJ's fault if you tuck your neck. He's going to go in there and he's going to tell you, when I do this move, just like, keep your head up.
And things happen in the course of wrestling matches where the problem is with Nia. And again, I've been a big Nia defender, to my detriment somewhat. But like when she had Bayley up and she basically threw her down to the ground with her arms behind her that ended up busting up her shoulder. Or like the thing with Zelina where, she throws her down on top of Tamina's face, knees first on top of her face in just a ridiculous throw when she's in the one in complete control. It's like, there was that. There was an Alexa Bliss one. I mean, there's been, again, like you've mentioned, there have been several of these things where it's like, these aren't happening in the course of moves either. Something slips or something like that. These are happening with, like, basic things. This was not an errant elbow with Becky Lynch. She turned around. She had her in her sights. And, again, things happen. It ain't ballet and all that sort of stuff. But when you have this rep already and you just had a thing not more than 2 weeks ago to turn around and then punch the person who's being built up for one of the biggest matches in the company for a match coming up in a couple days, and you bust her right in her face and you, quote, break her face and make sure that match is off. I mean, sorry, these slings are going to come to you.
Listen, on this very show yesterday, I gave Nia the benefit of the doubt because I couldn't even see what happened. I thought that she was in the corner and she pulled her arm back to punch somebody in the corner and Becky was behind her and Becky accidentally got bonked in the face with an elbow. Okay, if that's what had happened, fine. Clearly an accident. Nia didn't know anybody was there. Becky was behind her. Wrong place, wrong time. That's not what happened. She turned around. She looked right at her. She reared back, and she punched her right in the face.
Not with a forearm, not with an elbow, as you pulled your punch and you accidentally clocked her with the elbow or something. No, she seemed like she actually dead punched her right in the face.
First says, most of SmackDown was just okay. I absolutely loved the ending. Daniel Bryan turning heel is perfect. Heel Bryan will bring more eyes to the show.
Hey, and you know what? I know it may be a jump for people, but there were a lot of people that were going to be tuning in after Raw to see what happened with Becky Lynch, and there were people that were all jazzed up for that. So why not? Unlike, why did you pull the trigger on Dean Ambrose the night Roman Reigns declares he has leukemia, unless you're going to keep using it for a storyline? This one, in some ways,
we'll actually stand by. We've got to head to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live. It's the eyes that went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top.
I had dreams and now they all coming true. Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, on a lighter note, I got a fun one for everybody. If you go on Twitter right now, Rhonda and Becky are feuding. Not sure if you're aware.
Becky's much better at this.
Rhonda's new deal, if you watch Raw Monday, is she's calling Rhonda the millennial man.
Because, no, Rhonda's calling Becky the millennial.
Yes, Becky's the man. Rhonda's calling her the millennial man.
She likes avocado toast.
Do you know, everyone, that Becky Lynch was born on January 30, 1987? That's January 30, 1987.
12 years younger.
Ronda Rousey was born on February 1, 1987.
Wait, what?
They are literally one day apart.
See, much like when people throw shade and say devious things, maybe sometimes they're really talking to themselves.
So, Rhonda's millennial comments towards her opponent take
are
on
stupid.
A new meaning with that information. Mm. They're literally, Rhonda is one day younger than the millennial man.
Hey, much like Austin and Bret Hart. What a time to do a double turn. Obviously not in the ring at the same time, but as this is working its way, I mean, to me, it's Becky Lynch has never obviously been a heel. She's always been a monstrous babyface. We are now seeing that. With Ronda Rousey, I mean, let's be honest here. She's a natural heel for anybody that ever followed her MMA career or had to interview her. I mean, she's a heel. But let's go in that direction.
All right, everybody, we're out of time. Apologize if I didn't get your text or call today. We were absolutely flooded, but we'll be back with more tomorrow. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. You can check us out at WrestlingObserver.com for 2 to 3 shows every single day for subscribers, plus Observers, Figure Fours, New Issues, Back Issues, 10,000 archived shows. Lots of great stuff. Check it out. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.